That's it, legends, on Sydney's Triple M. Richard Friedman, Brendan Anakin, Wade Graham in the rotating chair today, and happy to have him here as we've got a lot of footy to get through, starting with last night's, well, it should have been a blockbuster, the Roosters and Rabbitohs. My God, the Bunnies were pulverised, 48-6. Great game for Jared Waria Hargraves, though, to bring up his 300th. Great way to do it in style. What's going on with the Bunnies, mate?
Well, yeah, they're in a bit of a hole. Well, not a bit of a hole. They're in a hole. Like at the start of the season.
A rabbit hole.
Yeah, the rabbit hole. At the start of the season, there's always fresh hope for your team. You look at the review of the last year and you go, right, these are the areas we need to improve. And there's always that hope and positivity. But unfortunately for the Rabbits, the things that got them into trouble at the back end of last year, you know, they're in their game again. And it's mainly around their errors. They're making too many errors and you know, putting pressure on their defence. And on the back of the errors, their defence is just not holding up. They're leaking too many points. And when you're in that sort of that mindset with your footy, you just can't do that, particularly at the start of the year. And now what's crept in, which is possibly even worse, is they're down on confidence now. Before, when you know, they're start of the season with confidence, we can do this. Unfortunately, that's gone now, and the scars of last year and the hole they're in now, they're down in confidence, and that just makes the fight out of it harder.
I was watching Cody Walker being interviewed after the match last night, and he was, you know, he didn't know what to say. I mean, what could you say?
Yeah.
You just got smashed. You were never in the game. But you look at that team on paper, and that team is a top eight team on paper probably every day of the week. And they asked, the young lady asking the questions said, you know, is it a lack of effort? He said, oh, no, not a lack of effort. But it must be a lack of effort. They're too good. They shouldn't be getting beaten by that margin by anybody.
Yeah, you could tell by that first try, after that first try that Dom Young scored off the scrum play, there was a few heads that went down. And that was the first real indication that I've seen in this team that there was a lack of confidence. And they're starting to question themselves and doubt themselves. Mm. And as soon as you have question marks over your defence in this competition, it's a hard...
I'm going to ask you about that. You're standing in the line, right? You've got to have complete trust that everybody's going to do their job. Otherwise, you can't do your job. Is that how that is?
100%. And it needs to be communication, clarity, and confidence in that man inside and out of you. And sometimes you can't. There's not enough time to talk, right, on the field because you're defending the players as they
so
come
out. Trust.
It's trust and it's confidence in what you've done before, the work you've done before. And when you get into these slumps, that's the area where the doubt starts to come. You start worrying about other people's job and not your own job. And
if you're standing out wide, you're thinking, is the guy on the wing going to come off the wing here? I'm going to have, you know, you start questioning what you've got to do
100%.
To cover it.
And to get out, there's no easy way out of this hole. Like, what they need to do, they need to, you know, galvanise the group, prepare around all those effort areas of the game. There's no shortcuts out of this. There's no feel-good way out of that. They need to prepare to go into a game and to win 6-0 or play the game as long as you can at nil or. Just put all the fancy stuff in the back pocket. Be prepared to just kick chase, kick early, play the field position, play the possession, simplify your game, and make it hard. Like, it's got
some
to be
some
hard.
Of the effort was great. Cullen Matangi was unreal.
Cameron Murray
unreal.
He played himself to a standstill last night.
Do you bring back Lachlan Ilias next week?
Well, that's what they can't be chopping and changing.
Well, was
much,
he hard done by, do you think, in the first place that he dropped?
I feel like he was hard done by, but there needs to be change. Obviously, they're under pressure now. The coach is under pressure.
How much? Because he's gotten the full support of the board during the week, which is
horrible. But it would seem to me that change could bring further doubt. You're better off getting this group of players to do their job properly.
Well, ultimately, you take the players out of and who's in that team and out of the jersey. It's their style of play needs to be changed just for the time being. Like, all that stuff will come if you rebuild your game again. Or we know how good they can be when they shift left with Cody Walker and Latrell Mitchell out the back. We know how dangerous they can be with the big middles going through the forward. But that stuff is a byproduct of the hard work and the effort. You need to play the game in the right way to get those results. And at the moment, they're putting the cart before the horse.
Broncos Panthers was a blowout as well. I mean, are they all lacking confidence?
No,
what's going on?
Broncos
here? They were terrible.
It showed the lack of depth, though, I think, for
it's
the Broncos.
It's a bit different in that game because the Broncos come off that win against South last week. They go down to Penrith, where Penrith have only lost three games there in 3 years, which is
just incredible.
Yeah. they lose arguably the best front rower in the competition, Payne Haas. Adam Reynolds, who's their halfback and director, he was out. And then if they were to win, they needed their best players to be at their best, and their best player at the moment is Reece Walsh, and he goes off the field in the fourth minute. And I really thought they started with a lot of energy, the Broncos. They won the field position battle early and were right in it, but that Penrith team's impressive, mate. Nathan Cleary just went to work.
How is he getting better? He's just getting better and better. That show and go to Ezra Mam. Oh,
yeah, well,
watch that all day.
I was at the game calling for Triple M, and he set that play up, you know, for 25 minutes. He was dropping his middles under. He was dropping Liam Martin, his back rower, under for 25 minutes.
What do you mean dropping under?
So he was drifting across field and just playing that guy
inside. Yeah.
And he was doing that for 25 minutes. And then the moment, obviously, Walsh went off and Pierre Cora, the back rower, went to the centres, he knew he had him out there, and he was just setting him up. And then the moment
He took the wrong step.
Yeah, he took the wrong step. He committed on that guy coming under. He just showed again and put Tago through that hole. Like any footy purist who understands game plan and tactics and playing the long game, when you see Nathan Cleary do that sort of stuff, you know he's been setting it up for 30 minutes.
That's a great insight, Wade, because on TV you're like, how did he fall for that so easily? Because he's not a bad defender. But, setting it up for 25 minutes just shows his nous.
A bit like Warnie, you know, he'd bowl a certain ball, bowl a certain ball until the batsman anticipated it. Then he'd bowl the
And that's the class of Nathan Cleary. Like it's hard to imagine him getting better, but off the back of that grand final, where really that last 20 minutes, he's almost Stephen Crichton had a big role too, but he put the team on their back. It's like he's got another shot of confidence. Yeah. He's in a really good spot in his life. You can tell when he speaks about his off field situation as well. He's just comfortable with where he's at, and you know,
it's
unfortunately,
all going for
the rest of the NRL, unfortunately, like it's
bad news.
Bad news that Nathan Cleary's and that Penrith team.
I'm having
going
a great
so
time.
Well.
I'm having a real good time.
Of course you are. Did you cheer the Dolphins? They had a good win.
They did, didn't they?
Yes. Oh, the ones you flirted with. You were caught flirting at a
party. Happy to turn at any time. More in-depth reviews and previews with Saturday Scrum after midday. I believe you're joining the team as well, aren't you, Wade?